Hey there, bugger lugs, prick up your ears and eyes. Hey there, bugger lugs, we got a big surprise. It ain't no podcast, what it is, you just don't know. We're just saying, you're welcome to the Ford and Shelby Show. The Ford and Shelby Show. That is the Ford and Shelby Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ford and Shelby Show.
Are you chewing?
Well, you need to stop feeding me last
week.
Are
you the arse end of a bit of chocolate there? That's highly unprofessional.
Well, we had last week we had Karen, yeah. And she brought in cinnamon and aniseed balls.
She did.
Then this week we've had a lot of chocolate.
We have. I've got another bar of chocolate open later on. I think lying there for
would you quite put in the corner? That's 3 bars of chocolate.
I know, we can't be doing that again. Anyway, welcome to show.
Yes, welcome back.
24, I think we're at.
24.
Two dozen.
So last week we had our first guest, Karen Dunbar.
Aye, that's went a treat and a lot of feedback about that for Karen's people as well.
And we might have a wee guest today.
We may or may not, aye. We'll see. There's an en route situation going on, isn't there?
Yes.
Right.
Merch is flying as usual.
Doing all right there.
Karen's even asked where she could get a hoodie.
Exactly, she likes
so
it.
She likes it.
It's rolling up to, I wanted to say, another fucking holiday.
Oh,
or another celebration day, yes. Valentine's.
What did you say?
Valentine's.
Good, I thought you were saying Valentine's.
No, but have you noticed, what do you say?
Valentine's.
Right, that's good. What do you say?
Valentine's.
Right, but have you heard people saying Valentine's?
Aye.
How annoying is that? That's the whole thing.
And I think, like, it's obviously spelt Valentine's. You see it's written everywhere. Mm-hmm. So how are people not correcting themselves?
Copy
Do you remember the video from Oak Mall, something in Greenock?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hi, my name's Beth and I'd like to wish my brother Ben, is it Ben? Mm-hmm. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Ben. Or something like that.
Right, why have you told us that?
Because it's Valentine's Day, but she says Valentine's.
Oh, I see what you mean, right, okay.
Anyway, but
I think that's somebody, this needs to come to an end. People saying with and without and all that, and Valentine's. See, in about 10 years, there'll be a bastard that can speak English or Scottish. I'm getting honestly sick. I'm going to move to Ooby Gooby Land and live there and try and learn how they speak. It's a load of shite. And the other thing is, I think it's terribly old-fashioned, to be honest. I used to send them when I was a kid, and I used to send them to my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
So are you expecting a Valentine's card this year?
I don't know, unless you two are bamming me up and saying, oh, he's pointing at me across the room. I don't know.
If he sent you a Valentine's card, you wouldn't be able to open it. I'm telling you, honestly, that's why I think you're
glued
like,
shut.
Glued shut.
I don't know, my granny.
No, she's a red violet's a cat.
Violets are glue. My granny always gives me a Valentine's Day card.
That's cute.
And I don't eat a lot of chocolate, but I've had a bit today.
Right.
But I get bags of jelly sweeties, Percy Pig fizzy tails.
Oh, that's nice for your granny.
Yes. Uh-huh. And in the card it will say to Shelby from guess who, but she gives it to me by hand and goes, it was sent here, and I go,
don't know who it's
for. Interestingly, in the back of the card it says it's walk. Obviously, that's sealed with a loving kiss, swap.
So there's an L in it.
Swap.
Did we know of this loads of episodes again?
What, you think that it's a swallow?
No, you said
chalk.
Chalk, and it's chalk.
I've never heard them say.
Right, and cork, no cork.
Aye. But it is.
I knew you're saying it's swalk.
Swalk.
Swalk. No, it's swalk. And it's sealed with a loving kiss. Well, anyway, no, hold on. I'm ahead of you on this.
Oh.
Because I looked up to see, you know, you call that an acronym.
An acronym, yeah.
Aye. Well, I wanted to see if there was any other ones other than Swallock that you could write on a thing.
On a card.
But I'm showing myself up as being the edge jam. I can't find it. Oh, here it's here in my 40s. Right. You've got it. So you can guess what these acronyms are. To be written on Valentine's cards. Venice. I don't think you'll get this.
Very excited.
What?
Oh, right. Very excited. Now I come everywhere.
It's caress is the last word. Thanks for bogging that up. The next one's Egypt.
Every good young person.
No. No. What? No. It's eagerly grasping your pretty tits.
Oh, right.
Isn't that nice? Romantic. What about Burma? Burma. No, what is it you, the dirty
kind of... I thought that would...
Be well, undressed upstairs, ready, my angel.
Oh, ready, my angel.
That's Burma.
Right, okay, Burma.
Radio.
Roses and dildos.
Again, we're not putting that... We're cutting that out. You're bringing a tone to this down every single week by mentioning sexual contraptions. Radio means romance and delight I offer.
Nice.
Siam. Sexual intercourse at midnight.
Oh!
It's quite good, isn't it? What about Italy?
Oh, that'll be a nice week.
It will be.
Right, I don't know. Tell me.
I trust and I love you.
I trust and I love you.
Isn't that nice?
Ah, oh, ti amo.
So that's the other thing you should be thinking about, right, rather than old-fashioned swoks.
Well, good. So the viewers, if you're sending a card, hope you've written some of them down, because they're good.
They're good and they're fresh, because they've been away for so long. I don't expect a card, because who would send me a card?
You never know.
No, at my age, it would upset me. It would upset me to get a card and go, there's somebody out there actually after me, you know, wanting to kiss me and all that, and buy me chocolates and everything. And I'm thinking...
Put you in a state of fear and alarm.
No, I'll be a 6'4" man, size 15 feet, and I don't know.
It will be like that show that I was talking about last week, The Catfish. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Somebody out to get you. But I think that, imagine somebody's going through something and they've got a case with the police and a crime number, so they're getting stalked, and then you think you're innocently sending a card like that, guess who are I'm watching you. You know what I mean? You could be adding fuel to a fire.
Aye, in modern day and age, there shouldn't be anything like sending somebody a card from Guess Who and all that. I don't like it. Anyway, I've had a better idea than that. You know, you're going to all these shops like Morrison's and Tesco's and Costco and all these shops. Mm-hmm. Why don't they build a vending machine that you just walk up to, put a fiver in, and you can pick birthdays, Christmas, fondest memories, all that kind of
thing. Sorry, your deed.
And you pick there, and then there's a typewriter on it, and you type in the sentiment inside, swalk or bollocks or whatever you want to put in it. Bulks. And you do that, and then it prints the card out, shoves it out the bottom, the envelope allowing you to go weigh it, and if you pay the £6 odds, it'll be franked, it'll be stamped for you, you know. Ends all the problems, does it right there. You can pick the font you write in, handwriting or whatever.
Connect your phone to Bluetooth. You can personalise it with photos.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I think the best place for that to be would be the post office, right? Because then you would go to the post office, make your card, get your card, send it.
That's right. That would be good. That's actually a better idea for the post office to get a wee bit more business. Take cards like that. Or has somebody done it already? Some bastard in America done it already?
I don't think so.
Is that a new invention?
You've been coming up with some good inventions.
Well, I'm going to patent that then.
Right.
As an idea.
I think we should...
A vending machine for sentiment cards.
Yes, I'm serious. I think that would be great.
So you're not sending and you're not expecting to receive, apart from your granny.
Aye, but see, on TikTok, I posted last November, and it happened the year before, actually. I kept getting flowers delivered in the month of November, anywhere between like the 11th and the 15th, three bunches, and it's always three bunches.
In November?
There's no significance.
You're a Libra, did you say? An Aries?
I'm an Aries.
Right, so it's not you.
It's not my birthday. No, you would be a Scorpio or a...
Right, how long are you in that house?
It's 2 years.
Well, it's obvious it's for the woman before.
I know, but we talk. She's never once said to me... So the person that was in my house, she moved round the corner.
Aye.
So I see her and I'm like... you know,
and does she walk by your house and see the flowers in the window?
Well, that's my choice.
Oh, I love them. I used to get sent them every November myself. You're an asshole.
Lord, I looked to them
a minute. What is that? A woman's only hope of the year for a couple of daffodils and things to show up. You're like, I'll be fucking right. I'm taking them.
Would you know what I'd done? Saved a life. They would have lain in the close or dry indeed.
Well, that's your excuse, I suppose. They need water to bring them in.
Mm-hmm. And I did.
To water them.
And they look lovely in my vase by the window.
That's nice. Let's change the subject. Let's go into something else.
Well, no, you said I'm an arsehole there.
Uh-huh.
Remember last week I was talking about Be My Eyes app?
Is there one called Be My Arsehole? What is it?
Right, my phone went. No,
that's right. Aye, what happened? Well, this would be great.
I was in the bath and missed the phone call.
What?
I was in the bath, I had music on, and I came out and I had all these notifications. and it said, "Be My Eyes contacted you."
And you've never returned it. I saw somebody in a desperate situation asking you to be. They could have been standing in the edge of a building. Where am I?
Phone at me.
You're like, well, la, 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 don't forget your dad.
Free from desire.
So is that you?
Well, I don't know. I said that to my mum. I was like, I hope there's like another chance for me to redeem myself.
I mean, but you're not the only one on their books, are you?
Well, exactly. There's 9 million, so I'm pretty much they would have phoned somebody next and right. Somebody hopefully would answer. But
I still think it'll be a black mark if you've not picked up. Your point system will be out of place.
I know.
You'll need to pick up the next time.
This has been deadly serious. Right. See the hold guilt. The guilt that I had the full day. I was driving, I'm making some tea, and I kept revisiting. And I was like, oh no. Because somebody was in need. And I'm like, I was selfish in the bath.
Do you know, that's their fault. I don't mean blind people. The people that run that thing, that's an opportunity to be very, very down on yourself if you say the wrong thing.
They should be donating my Oakley glasses to the blind.
I'm still on that. I still think that Oakley should be getting, I don't know if I said this the last time, Oakley or whoever make those all-seeing glasses should distribute them for a nominal charge of about £10 to blind people.
Yeah.
What am I seeing? You're seeing a road, a house, a yellow building. What is yellow? Oh, shut up. You know what I mean? But they should be, why are they not doing that? They should be forced into doing it, pressed into doing it. Mm-hmm. We should start some sort of campaign about that.
I know.
You are an arsehole then. I'm sorry. But if I'm depending on you and I'm phoning you and you're asking about with a bath bomb and scent, listening to the radio and all that, and I'm in need. That's bad news.
I know. I'm telling you. Somebody's going to phone me back, though. I know. And I'm going to help. But I did feel rotten. That full day felt rotten.
Mm-hmm.
But then my mum came up with a good point. She went, did they phone you in the middle of the night? Because it's an app. You don't check in and check out. It's just constant.
I wouldn't take a phone call during the night. I didn't whether they were blind or not. I said, get back to your fucking bed.
Lie down.
Where is it you're needing to read at 3:30 in the morning? Get a grip.
What? How long do these goujons go in for?
Aye. Jones is question.
Question? Tell me what you think about.
Do you get stuff delivered? I mean, apart from Chinese food and stuff like that and food. It's only that my door went the other day and it was pissing the rain, just getting dark. Remember it was thundering with that rain the other night and a guy comes to my door, and it's at Morrison's and I went, I've no getting coming from Morrison's. He went, I've got 3 crates here, it's number 2 in it. I went, I'm number 2, but I've no ordered down from Morrison's. Well, it says number 2. I said, I don't give a fuck what it says on it. I says, it's not for me. what are you doing? He went, never mind. So he lifted 3 crates, went to the next close, mm-hmm. and they've took them away. Half him, so he was at the wrong door right enough. But I was thinking, annoyed a wee bit having to ask about it at the door, but I was thinking, that's a rotten job, isn't it? Because if it's...
Oh, see that day of the storm? Aye. I felt absolutely terrible again. I'm making this suit as if I'm a pure angel and all that. Oh, terrible, feel sorry for everything. Aye. But I was driving and a guy had one of the AO vans.
Aye.
And he had like a barrow and he was trying to deliver a fridge. But I was driving down this hill and he was coming up and the wind and the rain and he was struggling to push the thing. And I was going to pull in and help him, because he was struggling and I thought that fridge and all that and the wind, he's going to get crushed.
Your fridge.
But that's, I can't, I know, but this is the point I'm making. If I was getting a fridge delivered that day, and it's blowing a gale, pushing a rain, freezing.
Come down the stair and help the guy.
I see the van, exactly. The guy, and it was an older guy as well, and I'm like, he's getting paid about £10 an hour for that.
I'll tell you what I worry about. It's the fact that the fella comes in, there's no pack on him. He comes in the door, and there's 3 or maybe 4 crates of stuff out of Morrison's, tins, pints of liquid, heavy stuff. And he looks up and you're 3 up. That'd be a nightmare. And for what? For nothing. So I've come up with another invention, right? And I think your Asda's, your Morrison's and all that should come up with a pulley system that they give you when you sign up. So you clank it onto your banister, he hooks it onto a wee gizmo that he's got, and you pull the crates up yourself, right up to your front door. You'd be every delivery guy, you'd be best pal, because you're just going, Mrs. Robertson, here you go there, it's 3 now, it's a bit heavy. Or she might say, I'll just do them one at a time, Davey, if that's okay. He's like, no bother. By the way, we didn't have the banana, so we just put jam in. Is that all right, instead of banana? Aye. But a much healthier and friendlier service.
Aye.
Instead of going, it is you, these are your groceries.
I know somebody that tells lies every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They get a delivery. and they stay three up. They let the guy in the close, and the guy's obviously going up all the stairs, and she does that, opens the door and goes, oh, I didn't know it would have been so much. I would have come down and helped you. Now, I do know that when they deliver, right, they don't have bags. So this guy does that, and he's everything, and puts it in a hallway. And I'm going, is that just him specifically? Or is that the service that they provide? Because I've never ordered a big shop.
About 3 houses ago, I ordered from Morrison's one time. The guy comes into your kitchen and puts it on your kitchen worktop, which is a fucking mess. It's all over the place. You've got rice and sausages and all that, and you've got it all to square up later on. But I'm only happy that I don't have to do that kind of job, because even if I'm visiting somebody and I get in their clothes and go, fuck me, it's three up. You know, when you got me, you get into it. No. Did you not tell me somebody was stealing your milk after it?
Oh, you'll never believe this.
What?
There's a milk thief.
Right.
She's getting caught on Ring doorbell cameras, and they're putting
they're
up the footage.
File case against
but
her.
She does this thing. There's the camera, right? She crouches down, but looks at the camera, and then keeps going. So she's made eye contact with the camera. You can see her face. And people are looking for information. A couple of party people are writing, DM me, honey. I think I know who that is. And I'm on every day. I'm like having a wee look, checking to see
maybe
if they've caught the thief.
Maybe her house is full of full bowls of cheesy milk. She's never opened them.
Cheesy milk.
They're still lying there in the house, all clanking together in the breeze. That's a shame. It's a mental health problem.
But also that, like, I know.
Well, wait a minute. Have you ever been out all night? You know, when see me, you're coming home at 5 a.m. You'll recognise this, Catherine. You know this noise.
Oh, the birds.
You've stayed out too late.
Oh.
And then you see a wee bottle of milk on a doorstep, and you go, that's mine. That's a bit of me.
That's shouting at me.
Aye. So that's how it started. It started with one fag, and she's ended up 20 a day, milk wise.
But you don't know why she's stealing it, and I get that. But
thirsty.
But I was interested in.
Maybe she's a serial thief. Come on.
Yeah.
Trying to veil him here to Thursday.
Right.
So.
McQueen's Dairies, they deliver milk, right? But they do orange juice, pastries, eggs, and I want to try it. But see, no, I'm no, because she'll steal it from my doorstep.
Ah, the halcyon days, I remember when I was young, you would see the wee milk float, they used to call them, battery operated as well, way back then.
Was it?
Aye, and he'd all the milk, and you'd hear it coming, clang, 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 and he had a cool box at the back, and I was baking eggs, sausages, and all that, and then you got a full breakfast after the guy, and they went round all the wee places. Couldn't have that now, too many Neds. I mean, you'd be delivering a couple of bottles of milk, you go back and all the ham and bacon and everything would be stole out. Ha ha! Look, we've stole all your stuff, mate, brother.
Welcome, brother. No, but you know, they be electric bike things, but they deliver parcels, but there's nae doors. Have you seen them?
Nae doors?
Aye, you just step into it, there's nae a door.
Oh, is there a man in it?
They would be good for delivering milk, the new.
Where is it they've got the delivery robots? Because I keep seeing them on the socials. That's America. You shove pine beans inside it, shut the door, and you go, right, Albert, take this to 72 Cross Mulliff Road. And it goes, okay, they bought it. And it goes, me. But you know what, I keep seeing footage on social where they're lying in the gutter or they're upside down or somebody's kicked one open.
Malfunctioning.
Aye, but some neighbours have got used to it, and if they do fall down, they put them back on their way again. That would never happen in Glasgow.
No,
you'd stone them up, open it and see what was in this. Chicken curry, that'll do me. On your way, Albert. Do you know what I mean? Albert's like, I've been gutted here, I don't know what's happened. Still heading to the door, but I've got fuck all in my back here. Do you know what I mean?
You seen the delivery drones?
Aye.
I did see a drop off on TikTok.
Aye,
but
they've been using the delivery drones longer than you think, because that's how all the hash was getting into Berlin. You know, they were flying the hash
all the boys. I heard they put it in tennis balls and all that and throw them out.
Aye. Do they?
I said that there as if I'm involved. Sorry, I know nothing about that.
No, but you can just think you could. That's what you've got to worry about now if you live up the high flats and you're walking about the house hoover in the Scotty. Because you're going like that. I want to break free and then at the windy.
Right, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Right, see, in my kitchen, I love the natural light.
Uh-huh.
Love it. And you've been up in mine, and yes, I've got a view that
to kill
people, like. Honestly, it takes my breath away most mornings. I've got really nice photos from today. I'll show you them, right? Mm. Can't show yous, sorry. But anyway, I'll get up and forget. So I'd like to sleep with nothing on. And I'll go into the kitchen and I'm making things and people can see in to my kitchen. But here's a better laugh. So there's a wee attic house and they've bought a telescope. And I'm like, they're looking at me, aren't they?
Ah, we can get yourself peace.
They are, Ford.
Even if I had a telescope, I
wouldn't. What if that's what the flowers are?
Oh! See, you're going to get done in this, turned into a Hitchcock movie.
Oh, no. Does that, would you cut a bit naked?
No, I absolutely don't. I get up and as soon as I get out of my bed in the morning, I get up and I put a big long coat on and I go and brush my teeth, like with Neil and I. Listen, you've not done much talking about grub this week.
No, I've had a few issues.
Have you?
I'm trying to really watch what I'm eating. I'm getting to that stage now. I love onions, right? But, you know, they start to repeat only. You've got indigestion and all. So I'm trying a nice high fibre, you know, low cal, but know, no but too what, much carb diet.
What I was getting at was you brought me around, I'll need to give you the tin back, but the thing you brought it in.
Yeah, that I go to lovely. I went to the halal. It was a halal butcher's in the supermarket, right. And it's a new supermarket called Shields Green.
Aye.
And it's in Kinnan Park, right? So popped up and loved it.
Well, the thing was, I don't know where I got this, Faye, but I was assuming that halal meat would taste different. I don't know why I thought that, but it doesn't. And what you think it tastes?
I think it tastes better.
It can taste better because a chicken's a chicken. But unless it's a Colonel Sanders chicken, that's different because they're all covered in that golden crumb.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go to a farm and see Colonel Sanders chickens because they must look lovely with that golden crumb on them. Do you know what I mean?
Just pick it up.
Aye. But it was like a wing spicy whole
hog. So I had bought lamb chops, dragon bites. What are you laughing at?
Can't believe we're talking about lamb chops on a podcast.
Right, got lamb chops, dragon spicy bites or something.
Aye.
And then all my seasonings and just topped up my cupboard. But it was lovely and
delicious.
I made pots of dal.
What is the thing? What happens with halal meat?
I think it's
blessed.
Just, I think blessed, and then I think they hang up the animal, slit its throat, right. The blood drains. Now here's my theory behind it.
Right.
See, when you frighten an animal and go to kill it, it goes, right? So the muscles and all
adrenaline.
That tense up.
Yeah, it makes everything bad.
I don't know. This is total garbage, people write in the comments. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying that's how I think it would be.
You don't.
When they hang the donkey or whatever up, the goat,
donkey's
the sheep.
When's the last time I had a donkey burger?
Oh, you don't fuck. You can be in.
You any donkey in? Okay, so we look at it.
Oh, don't be an ass. That. Thank you. Try the view. I'm here Thursday, isn't it? So hang up the thing, the animal, and slit its
throat. That's twice you've said that. That's enough of that.
And it drains lovely.
Right, and that's no distress, and that doesn't give the animal
and
a fright, does it?
And then we'll flay it, Ford.
Right, and what are they doing with non-halal meat? Are they frightening the coos before they do them in?
The coos are like that.
They go like, wait, hear this, horrible stories,
aye.
Edgar Allan Poe. That's her all stressed up.
Uh-huh.
Well, no.
I'm up to high door. Boom.
So what I'm getting at now is I'm wanting to go with you the next time because
we will go.
I'm
I've made
and it's not just that, they've got everything, haven't they?
Everything. I said that's going to be my supermarket now.
Do you know what I had a couple of days ago that I've not had for years? I had a cup of Oxo. You ever had Oxo in a cup?
Sure, mind we spoke about that, the Unicafe deal at Bovro.
Aye.
Because Oxo and Bovro are kind of the same, aren't they?
Did we talk about that before?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So aye, but you said to me you found something else.
No, but
because you read a comment on the YouTube.
But the Bovril.
Aye, you said can it was it Paul on the YouTube?
Yes, and
Paul Acos.
Yes,
there we go. I remember that Paul Acos
well
in the YouTube said something about you can get Bovril in cubes, and then Ford went up to Asda and you got them.
Dynamite.
And
Magoo.
Aye, so you had that. Oh, that was that day I came round. Wait, hear this. We'll insert a wee video here.
Oh, well...
Or you tell it, because I've spoke a lot today.
No. It's just that what I'd done was I poured myself the Oxo, wasn't the Oxo, Bovril?
Yes.
It was salt and pepper in it. And I've drank that, and it was lovely. And I'm sitting there, and my eyes started to shut like that. I've got 5 rashers of bacon in the oven. I went booth tours. And when you arrived, you
and then I arrived, and so I went, what's this? And we took a clip of it, so we'll run the tape. Look at this.
I've put a bit of bacon in. And I've took a nap on the couch, and it's turned into a two-hour nap. 4 bits of bacon.
My mouth was all the right shape for the bacon tea.
It was already for it.
Already for it. I just slick it in like cassettes. I opened it up and it was just carbon. Instant cat. I could have crunched it up, put it in bolts and sold it as cancer.
You wouldn't have known it was bacon. That's what I thought it was. You're going to laugh. I thought he had put his socks or something in the washing. And then when he's opened the washing machine, he's just threw it onto the worktop. It looked like black socks.
Aye, that's right.
We burned black socks.
That's, I think, happened. That'll be the next stage. Sitting eating socks at night, cooked.
Aye. It's when soaked in orange juice. About 4 came on. It's time to get the doctor in. Talking about doctors, did you go to that guy? Is he, you've been getting some stuff done to your back?
Not no more. I'm still seeing him, but are you talking about the chiropractor?
Aye.
Aye, well, I went to see, I've been going to the same guy, Michael Brown, and he works for a firm called Crams. They're related, Cram, right? So I've been going to the chiropractor. And I mentioned to him the other day, it's great what he does, he just manoeuvres your back, and he's saved my life, he really has. I used to go when it was the old man Cram, and he worked right in his late 80s, and when I was younger I went to see him, and he was that old, I was on the bed and that, and he went like that, and I went, oh, I said that, oh, that's good, he went, that's me. And no long after that, he chucked it. So I'm new under Michael Brown, so I said to him the other day, I was there, just before New Year, and it was actually 31st of December, and he said, that'll keep you right for the New Year, just come in and see me. So he's manipulating my back. I said, you know, I've got a podcast, he went, I know, I've been listening to it, Ford and Shelby, I really like it, right? And I went, oh, wow. So then he goes, I'll drop a wee message in, a wee mention of you. And he went, aye, and I says, oh, chiropractor and that, and he went, we gap. He went, I'm actually an osteopath, Ford. I went,
Right.
And I went, sorry, an osteopath's better than chiropractors. Right. And she says, no. This is just, I'm holistic side of it. Chiropractors on it. So, aye, there's a difference. So you can insult one or the other, kind of.
So you need to worry about misgendering somebody and know you misjobbed somebody.
I've misemployed somebody. So, no, and it wasn't a plug or anything like that, but I've been to a load of chiropractors I forgot already what
osteopaths
before and got nowhere, and this, I've had a long run of years with this guy, and I highly recommend you go and see him.
Cram.
Osteopaths,
because I have a chiropractor that I go see, she's great. I remember I told the story about she slammed me into the bed, my eyebrow was lying in the sheet, right? But she's very much, when I've been, she doesn't really crack me. I like to be cracked, I want to hear it.
Fair enough. So it's another show maybe later at night, but join us when Shelby's getting cracked later on.
I like to be cracked. Every week.
Well, you like to be cracked every week. Listen, if you feel as if you want to crack with Shelby, then please do send us a note.
And subscribe to the Patreon.
And give us a photograph of your cock. The usual stuff.
The usual stuff, no. But I do, I like to be, I want to feel it when I get up, I feel good. So I haven't felt that the past couple of times with her, so I might try Mr. Cram. Mr. Brown.
It's Crams is the name of the place. Michael Brown at Crams.
If you've got back pain, go see this guy.
That's good. Now, I'm expecting, now that I've mentioned him on the show,
that's good.
He got up there and get cracked for nothing.
I'll crack you for nothing.
So yes, more to come, more good stuff to come, and of course I'll be surprised at the end.
Yep, so take a look at this. Arrived at the Halen Canteen. Does this always change?
It rotates it, lets local people have a go and let them commission their own wee bit.
Amazing, we like that. So this is it in here.
I never know it was there.
What this used to be called?
This was the cabin restaurant from 1910 or something.
1910.
Right up to a few years ago. And, you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still operating. It's a great new place. It's a kind of secret, but we fucked it up, isn't it? My face is because we're in the Halen Canteen.
Halen Canteen.
Oh, that was a nice touch. Was that made
thank
a
you.
Like that,
yeah, so we got our drinks, haven't we?
We've got them. You went posh and got a San Pellegrino.
San Pellegrino. And
myself has went for standard Diet Cola. But this here is space for advert.
Yes.
Right, okay, but
chuffed to be here. I've been in here before. Today, their menu's cracking, all different things. Cocoa squid, quickie, look at the menu, cocoa.
So look at that menu. Have a guess what we think we'll order, but there's so many things in that menu that I could have picked, and we did get two sides.
The time seemed back to me. Didn't me. So, are you in this?
No, I will be in it.
Oh, good.
I'll do the food shots and make lots of noises.
Say what I ordered.
Well, tell them then.
Aye. Okay, well, what I've ordered is the duck egg.
Duck egg?
Aye, the hash brown, stornoway black pudding, which I love. And you've ordered?
I ordered the shin of beef, French onion toast with a fried egg.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This is duck egg, right here in the middle of White Inch.
Right, let's see.
Oh!
Look at that.
Oh! Over the top of a black boot. It's almost six.
And then let's have a look at mine. So I have got sourdough toast, beef shin, French onion, and a fried egg. Mine isn't a duck egg. And to share, we have the chicken salt tater tots with French mustard. Delicious.
Oh,
well, would you say we're defeated?
Well, I would never in a month if somebody said that would have defeated me, but it kind of hasn't burst. And the tater tots, look at me still reaching for the tater tots. We need to take it away. I'm going to end up my bed.
There's some amount of really nice artwork in here as well. And there's a painting here that's very similar to Ford's. You've got a painting like that for, haven't you?
I have a bit with the Adidas things on, it's really good. That's a Van Gogh one. That's that thing that everybody's granny had on the wall. It's just a combination of that and Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's nice wee things. Just...
It's lovely. And look at this, bagels. Oh, cake, so you're getting a cake?
For up the road.
What is that, almond and what?
Almond and...
I am getting a cake.
Raisin and mazapan.
Raisin?
Yeah.
Oh, raisin.
Raisin.
Don't get excited.
The cake you can eat forever, a raisin cake. No, I've got it then. Hi, this is Robbie, the owner.
How are we doing?
Hi, good.
Nice
to meet
you. Just to come in and visit us and hopefully have a good time when they come.
Right.
Hail and Canteen.
Oh, we've done that together. Thanks, Robbie. Thanks.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Hail and Cafe.
Oh, too good. Too good. We're lucky we can get to go to these places, and you know, there'll be places that not a lot of people know about.
Like, as I said, support your small businesses, and that's what that is.
Yes, it's right in White Inch. A lot of people think it's Scotstoun for some reason.
I was going to say, is it Scotstoun?
No, it's right, White Inch. It used to be the cabin.
Cabin,
the
right.
Famous cabin. But he's done that and took it and changed it and all that.
The food's lovely, yeah, very, very good.
Definitely come back. Now, having a guest for the first time last week.
Kind of, Carrington Bar.
Yes, and that's kind of rang my bell, and it's made me want another one. So, do you remember I tell you I was in Spain a few years ago with a bunch of musicians and all that?
Uh-huh.
Well, they were all shite except one, Mr. Ben Walker. Yeah!
Hi, Ben!
That was bad, isn't it? That was bad. Terrible. Terrible intro. They're ringing me, phoning me up after, just being like, what?
No, I'm what? Going to say, if I get another one of the boys on for Spain, I'll say exactly the same
thing. That's fine. Equal.
Equal.
This fella and the drummer, name the drummer?
Charlie.
I give him a name. I give him a nickname. I can't remember it.
Chico G.
No, Buddy Rich or something or whatever. Anyway,
it wasn't good.
We all got a bunch of musicians all get together, and I get to meet this guy, and immediately we got into a house on fire, talking for hours and hours, sitting by the fire and all that at night time in Spain. It was just brilliant. Lovely. So how you getting on now?
I'm getting on great. I'm travelling up and down the country constantly. I think I spent like 40 days in my own house last year. Yeah, just travelling constantly, touring, playing shows, but I love it, so I'm living the dream.
Aye.
It's a wee bit of hard work, but I don't mind. I'm young.
Is your audience, I noticed that I came to see you in St. Luke's, which is a great gig, and you've got a lot of young fans and all.
I know, a lot of mums too.
Well, really? Aye, but you've got to watch with
the young
ones.
I'm trying to diversify.
Aye, you need to get, the mums are the ones with the money.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying this. It's not a Jimmy Savile thing, I'm just
no,
saying.
No, but you sell two tickets.
You sell two tickets, aye, because they need a
ride. No, that's what it's about, but, this, you know,
so, but it helps. Who are you getting to play with?
Yeah.
Well, I've been supporting cast.
Aye.
Ocean Colour Scene, The View, Jamie Webster, And I myself. I get to support myself sometimes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I just support myself tomorrow.
So you've done the right thing then? Because right at the beginning, I mean, how long ago was that?
Oh, Two and a half years.
So you had just come back from Spain not long after you'd met me then?
That's right. And
it was about the same time.
It was Gallus, and it was just like a few boys. We were only one lassie there, no distractions. And because that lassie and the other boy there, it was they were a boy and girl team. So there wasn't any of that either. But we just spent nights smoking cigarettes and stuff like that. He doesn't smoke.
Drinking far too much rum.
Drinking, you know, low calorie beer and that. Right into the wee hours of the night. But I got him a belter. Do you mind the night?
I thought we were dead. I thought it was the end.
What happened?
We're all sitting there at the table, and someone spotted there was these like lights coming over the horizon. Now it's in the Spanish mountains. It's beautiful, right? We're all sitting there chatting away, singing songs, crowded houses going down, stereophonics, you name it, big jam. And someone's like, "What's that?" Boom, comes over the horizon. Boom, there's another one. We're all equal. Boom, there's another, and I'm like, "Oh shit." Boom, there's another. Okay. Everyone starts freaking out. It's Russia, it's Putin, it's the nukes, it's all. It was insane. There was a bit like, how many?
Well, it was like a ladder. It was a ladder. It was lights and lights and lights going up. It was absolutely incredible. But he's young and I don't know him very well, and he doesn't know me very well. And I said to him, there's nothing to worry about. I said, that's for me.
We're all freaking out, and he's like, would you all just stop a minute? I've organised this for you, but my phone's died, and he just took this whole panic situation and was like, mine please.
I just said that the thing had been set up so that I would be able to get phone reception when I was away in Spain.
It was a Starlink satellite.
And I mean, how much fucking money do you think I've got? You know what I mean? But the boys were a wee bit worse for wear, so it was a wee bit, you know, oh no!
I'm going to die, I need from my mum, or this bit.
And The only eye candy was the lassie that worked in the shop down the road.
The señorita,
which was nice,
gorgeous, and we had them up after they were working. Mm-hmm. They said, "Can we come up and sing and do stuff up at your place?" And we said, "Aye."
Oh.
So her and the other barmaid come up, but they were a bit drunk when they came, and this good-looking blonde took it because I was the oldest member of the group, as I always am these days. She assumed that I was a gaffer, and she was kind of hanging over me. Right, and I'm like, maybe let's roll with this, but I just decided no. I thought, you've nailed it now. Somebody explained this last year, I'm just the same as the rest of you. She's going, I could put my artwork on your album.
Hola, hombre.
So, are you getting your whole watch?
As much as a 22-year-old who's touring all the time can.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You're 22, because Ben, you're 22, right, and you've done a lot. I look at your Instagram, and you're always somewhere different, and I'm like, he's got so much energy. If that was me, I would be one gig and done.
I know, but the time is now. Now's the time.
That's it.
It's like, there's no responsibilities.
You were kicking the country style for a while. Yeah.
That was an accident.
Was that an accident?
That was a total accident.
Tell me what happened, because it was a successful accident.
So, songwriting camp again.
Right.
I was out there. I was running a wee camp, progressing through the ranks. Getting there, and one of my friends, I bumped into him at another gig up north, and he's a trucker, YouTube trucker. His name's Sandy, and he came in and was like, "Listen, wrote this song with my mates. I can't finish it, and I would love for you to have a go at it. Everyone else is having a go, and they're just making an arse of it. They're making it into a Beatles Let It Be kind of tune." And he's like,
"Wasn't just a trucker trying to get you into the
No, truck, no, he just wanted me alone in the studio anyway. Right. But bring the boys in, write this song, and I genuinely thought it was the worst thing I've ever made. We were there for the next few months. I was like playing it back to myself, and I was saying to the boys, I think this could end me. I was like, if this gets out, this could be really terrible.
This could
I was like, I'm going to be cancelled before this even starts. I was like, I'm singing about a Scania V8 engine and all the rest of it. And last March, Sandy then, I woke up, Sandy's posted it on TikTok. It's me singing in the background. It's as rough as anything demo. 24 million views.
What?
I was just like,
I don't even follow you on TikTok, Ben. I'll need to follow you. I've got you everywhere. Don't, I'm banned. Else.
They've just banned my account.
What for? Oh no!
I know, I've had to start again.
Is that song you done with the dick out? You're just going to go one step at a time, so everybody gets away with
that. TikTok's in my bad books, so you're a bit better off on Instagram. But he released a song, and everyone's in the comment section being like, that's definitely you. I was like, aye, it is. And so we rolled with it for a while. I went away and I had a couple of tours. I was doing some social media work for some other bands. And I was all right. Well, you look, it's the one. It happens when you're not trying.
No, look, no. So tell me, how did you get back to it? What do you mean your band?
Sorry?
What happened to your account?
Oh, guys, I don't know. They've sold TikTok to the US and it's all just went.
It says, just the last few days?
Yeah, like 2 days ago. It says account not recommended. So I've got my 30,000 there. And then after that, they said you can appeal it. I've tried to appeal it and it, man. Open right. support tickets. I've swore at it. I've deleted the app. I've updated it. Logged in again. It logged me out again.
I think this might be our last
show. Started again, guys.
By association.
We'll get your new TikTok account up and running. People will follow you from this episode.
Start happy, end sad.
But this recommended thing, I keep hearing people talk about that as if it's happening to people's accounts just randomly. So I think, you know, that two-factor
identification
thing. I think we should set that up if you've no, because I don't, that's
I got a bad problem. I've done that.
Oh dear.
I don't know what to do, guys. I actually felt I was like on TikTok. I was on Instagram when I was logged out. And I was like making an Instagram story. I was like, I feel 14 again. I was like, I'm in a terrible mood. And it's because I've not got access to my TikTok. I was like, I was in the countryside happily living with my cows and tractors 3 years ago. And now I'm stressing out about my Instagram and Facebook and all these things.
Stressing out. I'm maybe at an angle that nobody else can see. Is that a mullet ear spot now?
Oh, yeah. I got a wee bit lazy. Wait, hold on. I don't really know if it's doing much.
That's why I thought you were still doing it.
I don't know. I just want to switch it up a bit. I've had the same hair. I'm terrible at fashion.
Who cuts your hair?
Myself. I'm joking. There's a lovely guy called Jason McPhee, but my dad and I did have a go at each other's hair at Christmas.
There you go.
Took my mum a day to notice. But
so that's the haircut that you and your dad done?
Hi.
That's,
I think you should
say. That's quite
good. Guys, I don't think he's done a bad job.
I think your dad should become a barber.
I can't see at the front. Look.
He's razored an asshole at the back there. That's a line in it thing there.
To be honest, I had headphones on the whole morning, so I went incognito with the hat.
What are you doing right now?
I've got a wee show tomorrow in Glasgow. I'm playing the garage in the big room.
Where is that broken plug? Where's that? There it's there.
This was a plug this morning. You've got to
pull a plug at the moment, and then you can start saying, what is it you're doing tomorrow?
As I said, I'm playing playing my biggest headline show.
Right, okay.
In Glasgow. Thank you. The Glasgow Garage in the big room. Do you want to come?
In the morning, right?
Aye.
I'll be there.
Aye,
I'll
pay on the guests or something, make you pay for a ticket, like.
I know.
Aye.
Right, I've got fun.
They're dear, by the way. I was embarrassed. I went on to go and buy one. I said I'd go and buy my mate one. It was £20. That's a disgrace.
I think that's pretty.
It's January.
I know, it's nothing to do with that.
Nobody's got any pennies left.
You've given them the value. Speaking of value, this chocolate bar was £6.95.
Sorry?
£6.95.
Didn't realise
they've got it at the show. It looks like it's made out of gold.
It's supposed to be. Right enough. It's an angel's hair white chocolate. You up for trying a bit?
Of course. Right. I don't know if it's going to be...
I had it before, got terrible diarrhea.
I smelled it when I came in.
20 minutes. 20 minutes.
What is going on here?
It's the hair.
Is that just strands of people's hair?
Is it actually hairy like that?
So you pick out of a field, man.
Yeah.
He's just going on about diarrhea. It's not going free at all.
Oh, guys, it's candy floss in it.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was for tear. Oh, but what's left?
Oh, that's dynamite.
A wee bit nutty.
Anyway, that's
just tanning the whole bar. It's a bit of fibre with the chocolate there already.
So, are you getting to play with the same people as often as you like?
No.
That's what's funny about the beginning of it all, isn't it? You've got to look at him trying to get a chocolate away.
What you've done is you've fed him chocolate, now you've asked him a difficult question.
The hairs on my mouth as well.
I'll talk while Ben's eating that.
Do the alphabet, eat this there.
I actually met Ben for the first time. When was the House of God's first birthday?
In November
was it
or something.
Birthday? Second birthday?
It was the first.
First birthday, and I met Ben, and I looked so different at the time. I had a nice satin dress on, I had long hair.
I love your hair now, though.
Do you like
it? It was absolutely cracking. I said that when you came in.
No, you did. But I think I'm going back to my long. I do this all the time, long and short.
That's mullet. I get it.
But that night, we were going around different bedrooms, and the artists were playing, and you played one of your own songs, didn't you?
I did indeed. Did indeed.
You did, your pal was there, and we
it was great.
It was insane. Mike actually phoned me out of the blue like 2 days before
Mike
that.
Oh, Mike knew. It used to be Mister. Mike knew. Right.
Mr. Baxter.
Right.
But yeah, he phoned me and he was like, I've got an idea. My hotel's turning one, but do you want to hear it? And I was like, aye. And he goes, he just texts me this like big spiel, and he goes, it just starts with, in bed with Ben. I was like, sorry. And he basically suggested doing a gig in this suite with people in the bed with us and then folk in the room. Yeah. And
good,
I ended up in the bathtub.
You ended up in the bathtub. Balloons and bubbles everywhere.
What were we doing for the second birthday then?
I don't know. They just went on fire the other day there.
I know.
No, I thought that was going to end. I thought that was a House of Gods. I was up in front of the telly. It was the police next door.
Aye, I thought that was it. That was the end of the celebration. I thought it was the second birthday party. It was going really well.
This Mr. Baxter's bought a box of matches.
I think he likes that hotel.
Aye.
He does.
Listen, you are the owner of a lovely guitar.
I'm indeed.
Yes, you brought it with you.
I know you've got it with you. What do you do as the good grace of singing as a song? Of course, you think you'd like us to hear?
Yes.
Good. Well, shove that out the road and go and get it.
I won't grab it.
So that's good, a bit of music. That's my first time we've had anybody in playing a bit of music today. So that's good news. The only thing is, he takes a kind of a long time to put himself together, honestly. I noticed that in Spain. There he is, back like a flash. So what's this you're going to play us?
Hold on one second.
Watch that air of that thing, doesn't he? Touch that.
Oh, I know,
big
it's a pain in the backside. So I'm releasing my debut EP on Friday, actually.
Right.
So I'll probably sing you that. It's called Vanilla Ice. I've been travelling, like I said, all the time. And so I kind of wrote this about missing my family and dancing. We've always got a thing like... dance like no one's watching in the kitchen, and right. So we always jump around, and whenever anyone says like ice, we have to follow it with ice baby, and so that's kind of our thing in the family. My wee sister's always my best mate, and I just wrote this song about that.
It's funny, when anybody ever says ice in America, they shoot a woman in the face.
Well, this vanilla ice. Always tired of being second best, always churning in my loneliness. Thought if I could see it, then I could achieve it. No, I don't believe it. I've been trying to be a better son, better brother, I'm the only one. I said I was leaving to follow a dream, then her heart took a beating. Because time's getting swift from me, and they all want a piece of me. Man, I'm all out of energy, but right where you are is where I wanna be. Far from the city lights, and we'll dance all night to vanilla ice. I've been away so long, I paid the price, but right where you are is where I wanna be.
Guess about that. Right, keep going.
I've been trying to be your best son.
Come on, say hello.
The people are pleased. They don't want to listen. They don't want to hear it.
So call me anytime that you like. If you need an angel to lie. But nobody's winning. Patience is thin. The plates that I'm spinning.
Christ, this isn't going anywhere.
I'm been told to, and I'm stuck in my ways, trying hard to make it to the end of the day. I'm still missing you, but I hope and I pray one day soon I'll get home. Because time's getting swept from me, and they all want a piece of me. Man, I'm all out of energy.
Chocolate in my teeth right now.
Where I wanna be. Give me another bit of chocolate, please.
Oh,
oh,
thank you.
Honestly.
Thank you very much. That's a lovely song.
Thank you. Cheers.
So, if you want to get in Hoffers, this was all that.
God, by the way, that was the worst.
Was
it? I've never eaten a bit of chocolate in my song.
Just tell me again, please. What's happening tomorrow night? And what's the album called again?
Oh, Where I Wanna Be.
Uh-huh.
It's my debut EP. Playing the Glasgow Garage.
Right. That's
it. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. The doors open. I'm on at 9.
Couple of bands on before you.
Yeah.
And you.
Copper Lungs and Robin Red. They're both great.
We will be going.
That sounds like.
Get along.
In the garage. That sounds like the Loon Fong across the road.
Yes. I like
Can
it.
I come and stage dive though?
No following fung, you can't, you know. I'm not going to do much. I'm not going up the stairs. But a bit of Loon Fung and then a bit of Ben Walker.
Loon Fung, Ben, and then I'll be hitting my bed. Hi. Good night.
Great. Great having you here.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thank you, Ben.
Cheers, my man.
Woo! Thank you. Yes.
Yes, that was class.
Well, there you go. How about that?
Ben's amazing, isn't he?
Amazing. Good-looking big boy.
Always handsome, aren't
he? He's just going to get bigger and bigger. He will.
It's been a cracking show.
Aye, because he's good all round. I've loved this week's show. Mm. And since having guests on this last couple of weeks...
It's a new vibe. I hate that word, really, vibe, because I feel like I'm an old woman using it, like aesthetics and vibes.
See the modern word. It's a groove.
It's a groove, yeah. What was Karen's word last week?
Something
flow. We've just got a nice flow.
Aye.
This new room and all that is good. I'm enjoying it.
Aye.
And we'll have obviously more guests coming up.
Will you join me next week, Shelby, for some crack?
Yes.
Yes, good. Well, join us both for the crack. And what kind of show is that you're doing? Is that my single?
That's your single.
Right. Join us both. You could go to the wide shot to see that she's no greeting. Right. Join us next week for another Ford and Shelby show. See you soon.
See you later. Yeah.
Hey there, bugger lugs. Prick up your ears and eyes. Hey there, bugger lugs. We got a big surprise. It ain't no podcast. What it is, you just don't know. We're just saying, you're welcome to the Ford and Shelby show. The Ford and Shelby Show. That is the Ford and Shelby Show.